So I'm going to be presenting some data from the PrepEx study, which is a large demonstration study across Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania. And so the data that I'm presenting follows on from some analysis that we presented earlier this year at IAS in Mexico City, where we looked at predictors of discontinuing PrEP amongst Victorian participants, and we used pharmacy dispensing data and enrolment data to explore this. And we found that about 25% of participants discontinued PrEP use at any time during the study. And the enrolment covariates associated with discontinuation was being aged less than 30 years, not reporting previous PrEP use at baseline, reporting injecting drug use, methamphetamine use, and being enrolled at clinician's discretion. But the problem with this analysis is that it doesn't look at a person's reason for stopping PrEP, and it doesn't look at their characteristics once they stopped PrEP. So that's what we're doing today. So what we did in the PrepEx study was 1 year after the study finished, in April 2019, we sent out an online survey to all PrepEx participants. The primary reason was to look at what their experiences were accessing PrEP in the year post PBS listing. But for today's analysis, I'm going to be reporting data specifically on the people who reported that they stopped using PrEP or that they took a break from PrEP in the 3 months prior to survey completion. I'll be describing their reasons for stopping PrEP use and also conducted multivariate logistic regressions to look at covariates that they reported at that time to see associations between their current experiences and stopping PrEP. So we sent the survey out to almost 5,000 participants and we got a 28% response rate, and this was similar across the three states. So in total, 1,383 participants responded, and we found about 29% of participants reported either stopping or taking a break from PrEP. Looking at reasons that participants stopped PrEP, so 162 participants reported that they had stopped PrEP use, and we asked them in a free text field to provide the reason that they stopped using PrEP. The most common one was they just didn't give us a reason. The other most common reason was changing relationship status. And so they were really discussing entering a monogamous or a regular relationship and not feeling the need for PrEP. The following one was not being sexually active. When we looked at covariates associated with stopping PrEP use, we found that being aged less than 30 years, reporting consistent condom use with casual partners, and reporting a lower number of anal sex partners in the previous 6 months were all associated with stopping PrEP. Then when we looked at participants who reported taking a break from PrEP, so this was up to them to decide what taking a break meant, and the period of time that they took a break for was up to them. We didn't define it for them. And the most common reason amongst the 238 participants who took a break, they had to provide an answer for this one, was not having sex. And worryingly, the second most common reason was running out of pills. When we looked at covariates associated with taking a break from PrEP, once again, we found that younger age was associated with taking a break and reporting fewer anal sex partners in the previous 6 months. But in this analysis, consistent condom use was not associated with taking a break. So to summarise, we found that stopping PrEP use was motivated due to changing relationships and sexual activity, and it was associated with lower risk and younger age. And I think it's important here to note that these people are probably making informed decisions about their own sexual risk, and they've decided that they don't need to use PrEP anymore. And as we have PrEP for longer and longer, this is going to happen. People come in and out of periods of high risk. And I think it's really important that we have good conversations with people, so if they decide they need to use PrEP again, they feel like they can access that with their provider. When we looked at the people taking a break from PrEP, it was a slightly different story, and we found that it was motivated by changing sexual activity, but also just by running out. And I think this means that we might need to offer some more support to certain people. Lower cost might be a problem, getting appointments might be a problem. So it's something that I think we need to be aware of a little bit more. I would like to thank all of the PrepEx participants who provided so much data to the study and the study team.